never in a million years did I think that I would be making a video like this, but here we are. But if you're seeing this, then I'm sure you have a little bit of an insight as to my current situation. Over the 6 years that I've been doing social media, luckily I've grown a very thick skin, and thank God that I did, because if I hadn't grown that thick skin, I dread to think where I could have been at this moment in time. My relationship. So I am in a relationship with someone who is 5 years younger than me. Reason number one as to why I was so unsure about, you know, me and my boyfriend and pursuing anything with him is because of the backlash that I was going to face. And that is, quite frankly, only down to opinion. Nothing else. Opinions, that is it. Nothing to do with what's right, what's wrong, just opinion. I'm in a relationship with him now. It's my life. I'm going to live my life how I want to live my life. If I decide I want to be in a relationship with him, I can, because it is legal. Whether you think it's morally right or wrong, it's legal. But what you are not in your right to is to direct hate towards me, my friends, my family. That I won't fucking stand for. It's when I've got the grown ass women directing hate towards my family and telling me that I should get a noose and do something with it. That's where I draw.
Yo guys, welcome back to the Brocast podcast. Today we've got a very, very special episode. Weren't really going to line this up, but due to things that's going on social media at the moment, I feel like it was very, very important to get these two on. So guys, if people don't know you already, please introduce yourselves.
Hi, my name is Marco.
And I'm Tasha.
So obviously, these guys are a brand new couple, but I wouldn't say it's a very private couple, because you're on people's mouths 24/7 at the moment.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Whether it's Instagram, whether it's TikTok, you guys are in the limelight, and I think today was probably the best, or this week was probably the best time to get you guys on. Obviously, I know, Tasha, you've been on episode one.
Yep.
You've been there, you've done it already, but Marco, this is your first time on the podcast, so bro, thank you for coming on. I appreciate it. You know, I've got a lot of love for you. We built a decent friendship and relationship the last few weeks. Guys, what's life been like?
I'll let you start off.
It's been a lot. The past couple of weeks have been heavy, to say the least. Obviously, with our relationship being quite controversial, it sparked a lot of backlash, which I expected, but not to the level that it actually is. I never expected it to be as bad as it is.
Obviously, unfortunately, we live in a society nowadays where you two, your influencers, and you put yourself on TikTok, and everything that you do or every behaviour that you act like is always going to have people's reactions on it. Like, that's something that you two have just got to live for now for the rest of your life, because unfortunately you're not just a normal couple. Like, you're a couple that is being looked at by thousands and thousands of people. Like, how many followers have you got on TikTok?
I think 155,000.
How many Instagram followers have you got? TikTok followers have you got?
I've got about over 50k on Instagram and then 250k on TikTok.
Okay, so I did this thing the other day, I put it in perspective. The O2 Arena.
I do this all the time, every time, 20,000.
So the O2 Arena, the capacity is 20,000. So you think how many people are in there when you go watch a show? You have got like, what, nearly 10 times that between both of you. So 10 O2 Arenas are watching what you two post every single day.
Yeah.
So, listen, when your relationship gets put out there, you're going to have this negative impact, because it's a hard one. Like, for me, I've known you for a long time. You're like my sister. Like, I love you to bits, care about you for ages. Even like the relationship me and you have now, I look at you as like my brother. Like, it's hard for me to look at because of how much care I've got for both of you, but I can't even imagine what it's been like with you two at the moment. Like, I get it. Obviously, the age gap. Obviously, what? You're 16?
Yeah,
so. You're 21? 21. 21, okay. So there's, what, 5 year age gap there. Obviously, when people get older, and it's your mum and dad, like, people don't really, they don't care about it. Even, like, so, like, if you was to hit 20 and you're 25, people don't really care about it.
No.
But I think the main thing that sticks out at the moment is the whole teen bit at the end. But, so legally, there's nothing wrong with a relationship.
No.
It's not. Like, you're 16. You're a very mature 16-year-old. You can make your own decisions. Like, at the end of the day, when something was getting serious between you two, you have it in yourself to walk away from the situation.
100%.
But you haven't, because of, clearly, the love you've got for each other. But it's always going to have that negative impact on TikTok. It always is. This is coming from someone who puts stuff on social media. I get negative energy all the time. You saw my fight on Saturday.
Yeah.
Like, I've had negative stuff all weekend, but I think that's why it's so important to get you guys onto the podcast and actually speak your opinions on it, because there's a lot of people out there that are making videos, making content, and having their opinion on your relationship without actually knowing what impact it's having on you as a person. Mm-hmm. And especially knowing you, I don't know if you mind me saying this, but you've not exactly been someone who's not had anything to deal with in the past.
Yeah.
Like, you've been through stuff big time, and I got worried when I saw videos and things like this get put online, because I know how much of a negative impact that can have on a human being. So I don't know, just tell us, like, it's a free open space, I'm like one of your boy best mates, you've got your boyfriend next to you, like, how have you been feeling?
I mean, I was honestly speaking with my mum about this earlier. If this situation had happened a couple of years ago, I dread to think where I would have been, or if I would have been here at this point. Like, obviously I've really struggled with my mental health in the past, you know that, you know that. But luckily, over the past couple of years, I've managed to, you know, overcome that to some extent, and I'm able to progress with myself in that kind of way. But that doesn't mean that none of this doesn't get to me. Do you know what I mean?
How do you cope with it?
It takes a lot of distraction,
okay,
if I'm being honest. And do you know what? Like, as cliche as it sounds, like, when you're younger and you've got someone, like, picking on you in school, when your mum's like, oh, they're just jealous, or, oh, you've got something that they want that they don't have.
Yeah.
Like, you've got something that they don't have that you want, whatever it is. That is a lot of how it is, because if I ever sit there and start hating on someone in my own mind, it would never be in public or over social media. It's because I am low-key jealous. I think, why have you got that and I haven't? Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
So, yeah, I don't really know. I don't really cope with it, but I'm surrounded by a lot of supportive people, so that's what's helping at the minute.
You must have expected this reaction.
Yeah.
Like, you must have done. Like, at the end of the day, like, with society nowadays, I think the main problem that everybody has is if it was on the other foot, and so, like, Marco was 21 and you were 16, obviously, as a male and a female, it might be looked at a lot differently.
Yeah.
However, from my friendship that I've had with you, like, I can safely say that, like, one of my best pals is a 16-year-old. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm 24, going on 25 now. I'm older than you.
Yeah.
But the maturity that you've got, like, I've been able to have that friendship with you and, like, that brotherhood with you, and I don't get that with a 16-year-old. Well, you think that I spend time speaking to the 16-year-olds? I don't.
No.
Because they're on a different background and a different life than I am. But I can put my hands up right now, as a 24-year-old, I've got a good friendship with a 16-year-old. And to that, I didn't expect that. And maybe that's what some people don't understand, is that I know people say age is just a number, but at the end of the day, it is. And as long as it's legal, then I don't see what the problem is. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's going to get backlash, it will, because I think, like what I just said earlier, if people see a 21-year-old man with a 16-year-old girl, it's seen as a lot different. Even though we live in a society where gender's supposed to be equality, I think the whole with, like, our men, like, sometimes they come across overpowering or controlling over a woman.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is at the end of the day. Yeah. It's the power imbalance. Men naturally have a power imbalance over women as it is.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? So I'm not saying that one's worse than the other, but if it was a 21-year-old man and a 16-year-old woman, there's already that power imbalance in the man and the girl.
Mm.
And then you put the age into it, it's like even worse.
Mm.
So I feel like that's where people are like, oh yeah, but if the shoe was on the other foot, yeah, I think it would be worse.
Mm. 100%. As a boyfriend, obviously, mate, you got a lot of TikTok following anyway. You had a big TikTok following before Tasha, but have you received negative backlash from this?
I mean, I've got quite bad, but me personally, I've always been known for getting hate ever since I started it, so it's never really affected me the way my girlfriend has, you know, because she's been through a lot more than me, and she's never really received that type of hate before. Like, she's grew up from herself on TikTok. She hasn't really got, like, clouted for hate and all that. She's been clouted for, like, a good reason, I guess. But me, on the other hand, I've always had hate since I started, so it's never really affected me the way it's affected her. I guess that's the difference.
Obviously, when, as a relationship, yeah, like, you're probably the same as me, but, like, if if someone was my girlfriend, like, you automatically become, like, overprotective.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
So how was, like, seeing videos and people's comments and stuff, how has that affected you as a boyfriend?
You know what, there's been a few times where, like, I've been sent messages about Tast and stuff, but realising it, because it's been so often, I've just realised I'm not going to take a random person's word over Tash's. You know, if Tash promises me that nothing happened, it didn't happen.
Is this about the rumours and stuff?
Yeah.
So obviously because of my job and me working with Party Hard and being flown to all the party places, that has come with a lot of backlash. Like, it's absolutely mental, the amount of messages he gets, like, your girl's doing this, your girl's doing that. But the thing is, it's even like, oh yeah, your girl was getting around someone on the Malia booze cruise. I was sat on one bench the whole time, didn't drink at all, and I was, he saw that. Obviously I Snapchat him all the time and I message him all the time about my whereabouts, not because he wants me to, but because I want to prove to him, you know, we're in early stages. So obviously that, and you can't even fathom the kind of messages that he gets just because I'm in a party place. So it's just mental, but
I feel like that's where trust comes in.
Yeah, we've got a lot of trust.
I can stick up for Tash on that bit, because I actually took the piss out of her because when she was on holiday, we have the episode one group chat, which all the TikTokers on episode one, they're in the group chat. So Tash is at a table in a nightclub on holiday, and she was just sat in the group chat. And I said to her, like, that club or that holiday must be dead if you're sat in the group chat talking to us lot. And, like, she was filming herself, just her and the girls at a table. Like, there weren't no man there. There weren't no boys there.
It was literally me and Willow.
Yeah, it was. Like, obviously, they get their booth and that and free drinks and stuff. But, like, I'll stick up for her. Like, I did take the piss out of her. I said, if you're on holiday and you're sat on a VIP table, then why are you sat in a group chat talking to all of us lot? But it's true. Like, she was sat there. And there weren't no boys about. But again, like, you put yourself out there on social media, you put yourself out there as the business you do, like, even not the Party Hard stuff, like the stuff that you do to earn money, you're always going to have that public perception of you.
Yeah,
100%.
But I think the main reason why I want to do this podcast is because, listen, I get it. It might even have negative backlash on me because I've given you two the platform to sit here and talk up, but I don't care. Like, I've had negative perceptions my whole life. But the main thing I want to take out of this, and especially with the whole Brocast podcast thing, is that we focus on mental health. And, like, I'm not saying you're not a strong human being, because I know you are because of everything that we've been through together. But there's got to be times, yeah, where people need to start realising what negative impact you're going to have on a human being if you keep on putting this content out there and you keep on saying bad things to people. I saw a video this week that was putting death threats on you.
Yeah.
And
too far, innit?
Listen, bro, like, I've had death threats. I've had people, like, paying people money to come to a nightclub and make sure I didn't come home to my mum and dad. Like, I'm used to it. However, if someone's making content on TikTok, I don't know what her name was.
Especially fully grown. She was a fully grown woman.
Fully grown woman saying, like, you deserve to have, like, don't mind me saying it, deserve to have a noose around your neck.
Oh no, she said grab a noose and use it.
Mate, you're just like, what are you doing? Do you know what I mean?
It's mad.
Like, what? Silly, man.
And the thing is as well, she's sitting there going, you're a grown woman to me. I'm not. I am still a young girl. Like, people are like, oh yeah, you're 21. In the eyes of the law, you're a grown woman. I'm still a young girl. My life is literally just starting. Like, do you know what I mean? And someone who's what? I'm guessing 30, 40 odd, saying that to a 21-year-old is just absolutely mental in my eyes.
It's like me saying that to someone that's like, much more like 8, bro.
It's 10. Mental. It's like my mum saying it to me. It's like my mum's age. It's crazy.
Even like that age gap, like the age doesn't really matter. If you're wishing death threats on somebody, especially online when you're hid behind a keyboard, I just think it's wild anyway, because I think if that woman was to ever see you two in, I don't know, Blue Water or in a nightclub or in a bar or a restaurant, they'll walk straight past you, like, they won't say anything. But I think because they get that personality and they get that confidence behind the phone on the keyboard, they don't really understand the repercussions that it could have on a human being.
Yeah. Can I also state the fact as well, that woman who posted that video posts about having social anxiety.
I did see that.
And I was just thinking to myself, maybe you wouldn't have social anxiety if you weren't speaking about people on your platform the way that you do. Maybe you wouldn't be scared to leave the house if you started treating people with respect.
Obviously, it's a difficult one because, like, unfortunately in society nowadays, like I've said before, if the shoe was on the other foot, and it was Marco, who was a 21-year-old, and you, the 16-year-old, like, I think Marco would be cancelled.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you would. But that's not... That's nothing against about what you two, like, that's just society in general.
I think that's only because of the social media, though, because, not going to lie, when I was 16, I was seeing a 24-year-old. No one batted an eyelid.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? It's only because it's in the public eye, and we've given people, like, we have a platform, and we give people a platform to have an opinion and comment on us two and our lives and things like that.
Mm.
That's what it boils down to at the end of the day.
How's your family cope with it? If you don't mind me asking, because I know your family did get brought up in a TikTok video the other day.
Mm.
I've never met your mum personally. I don't know how I've never met your mum.
I know.
Like, me and you've been friends like nearly 5-6 years now, but obviously they brought family into it, and I know how I feel when people used to bring my family into stuff. So how are they coping with it? What have they heard?
I mean, that's why I posted the video, is because my family got brought into it. If it was just aimed at me, I would never have posted the video that I posted.
Okay.
But my mum is very protective of me.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very protective of me. It's not necessarily got her down, but it's got her angry. And okay. She can't understand why people, like, have an opinion on something, but you don't necessarily need to voice it. You don't need to send threats, this, that, and the other. And the thing is, it's gone even way past just my mum at this point.
Mm.
There is people going through my social medias, finding my other family members, messaging them, saying that they should be ashamed to be in the same family as me. Like, it's actually crazy that people care this much.
Mm. It's such a hard topic for me to talk about. Like, it really is, because obviously I get where people are coming from, mm-hmm. because, and I get why people have their opinions on stuff, but at the end of the day, it's not illegal. It's not.
Yeah.
It's not. Like, it's not. In society nowadays, it's not illegal. Like, you have, Marco, you are old enough to make your own decisions. You are old enough to find out what's right and what's wrong to do in your life. And you're also, you're free to be who you want to be. If Tasha makes you happy and Marco makes you happy, then who actually gives a fuck what people think? Because I will say one thing, if it was so wrong that you two had been in a relationship together, the police would have been knocking on your door.
100%.
And they would have been.
Yeah.
Because, I'm not being funny, right? Police officers have TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
Police officers have social media. They would have seen, people who are in the police force would have seen these videos online, and it would have come up. And, like, I don't mean to scare both of you, but they probably have been talking it with each other at the police station and, like, between colleagues and that. But it's not legal. Like, there's nothing they can do about it, because it's not.
It's legal, man.
Yeah, it is.
We've been told countless amount of times from different people that they've called the police on us. Mm. Or on me.
It's pathetic, man.
Honestly, countless amount of times, and has anything happened? No, because they're not going to care about
it.
It
can't. Like,
they can't.
Legally, it can't. Nothing can be done about it. It's simple as, which is why I know you're going to get hate. I know people are going to put in the comments and they're going to have their say in your relationship. But at the end of the day, it's down to Marco. Like, it's down to you.
At the end of the day, I'm very happy in this relationship. Like, she's made me very happy.
Mm.
Like, I know what I'm doing. Like, if I was in that position where I didn't know what I wanted and, you know, Tasha was putting it on me, that's when it gets bad, you know?
Mm.
But all these people that are saying all that grooming and that, it's just pathetic. Like, I know what I'm doing. I'm at that age where I know, like, what I want, and this is what I want. Like, I feel like Tasha's a very, very, very nice girl, and I'm really glad I met her.
Mm.
And also, another thing, this is like, it got misinterpreted like a lot when we first met. Obviously, everyone was going, why did we meet at a cinema and that? But that was generally because she was going to Zizanti.
No, I was flying to Ayanapa the next day and I hadn't packed.
That's it. And we just literally didn't have time to go anywhere else.
You was adamant on meeting me, weren't you? Like,
oh, mate. I texted her, I thought, listen, I want to meet you today. Like, I thought, if I'm not going to meet her today, she ain't going to give me the time of day to meet me in 2 weeks' time. That's how I see it. And obviously, I took my chance. It worked.
I can't lie. Like, I had this conversation with you. Obviously, I had a party a couple of weeks ago. And obviously, I invited you to come down, spend time with my family and that. Like you got to give it to me. You weren't short of options.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
He never has been short of options. Yeah, like, obviously, it sounds bad me saying this, but you glowed up on TikTok because all that, like, that generation of girls, like, they found you attractive.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying you're talentless, bro. Like, I've seen you do, like, your boxing, you're good at what you do, but your main pull focus and your main clout on TikTok was being a good-looking geezer.
Yeah.
Like, a good-looking lad, you know what I mean? So, even after all this hate and stuff's happened, like, you're never going to be short of options, and you've stuck with Tasha throughout all of it. Do you know what I mean? So it's clearly a real relationship there. I just want this podcast to come across as not a everybody feel sorry for Tasha and Marco. Like, we're not here to make you feel sorry about them and rub their relationship in people's faces. But I just think people need to realise in society nowadays, like, there is so much pressure on the younger generation in our society to do well. And if people are putting hate and death threats, like, not being funny, right? I hate to get really, really deep, but I guarantee you, if it ever got to this point and you were stupid enough to take your own life because of this, all them people would be putting rest in peace, Tasha Newcombe, such a beautiful soul.
100%.
Loved all the memories and stuff. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But they don't realise to stop what they're doing now before it gets to that point.
Mm.
Do you know where I'm coming from? I don't know if I'm blabbering on, but...
No, it's true what they say, though. People don't care until you're gone. It's as simple as that. And that is genuinely how it is. Look at how many, like, reality stars that we've lost to online hate.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Such a big topic.
Yeah.
It is. Like, I can't lie. I want to try to stay really professional. I do want to stay professional because it's my podcast and stuff. But it's starting to piss me off. It is. Because I've got a lot of care for Tasha. I've got a lot of love for Tasha. I see her as, like, my little sister. And I see you now as, like, one of my brothers. Do you know what I mean? So it pisses me off. And, like, I tried to drum this into people so many times. You do not realise how much words can affect people. Like, if you have a problem with someone, yeah, you can go have a fist fight with someone and you'll hurt them physically, but the words that you say mentally and the words that you write on social media, they will stay with them people for, like, the rest of their lives.
100%.
They do. Like, when you're in bed at night time, I guarantee you're scrolling through them comments and reading them.
He tells me all the time.
Of course she is.
I'm constantly on the comments. I see every single one of them. And the thing is, not every one of my followers sees all the comments that I see, because I do have stuff filtered.
Okay.
And I have thousands, don't I? Just thousands and thousands of comments that no one sees. Just me.
It's horrible, man.
What do you mean by filtered? Like, obviously, I'm new to TikTok. I don't really know what, like...
So, with TikTok, you can actually filter words. So if there's certain words that you don't want to get brought up, you can write them into a little box, and TikTok will hide them from other people seeing them. Unfortunately, you can still see them. So, like, for example, when I first started my social media journey, a lot of people were picking out one of my insecurities. I won't say which one, because otherwise it would just... But so I blocked that word.
Okay.
But even still, I get to see that word be brought up, but no one else does. Do you know what I mean? But yeah, so for my own sanity, I did block a few words, and I am going to go back and block more words, because at this point I am just doing it for my own peace of mind. It's my platform. I get to decide what I do with it, just like it's my life.
Can you not turn comments off?
You can, but...
You don't want to?
Of course
I don't think you should.
Do you know what? Personally. At the end of the day, I've got so much love and support. Even though I'm sat here talking about all the hate and everything like that, I'm getting so much love and support, and from the bottom of my heart, like, I cannot thank them people enough, because the amount of DMs and stuff that I've got the past couple of days from girls in the exact same situation as me, girls with younger boyfriends, saying that they understand where I'm coming from, they get looks as they walk down the street and stuff like that. That has just made me feel a whole load better about my situation.
Their situations are different, though, because they've not got full... Yeah, so, like, they don't have the social media platform. They're never going to have that platform that puts them in the limelight, which is something that I've got to give my colours to you for. Like, you have dealt with this situation quite well.
So well.
You have. Yeah. You have dealt with this... I'm proud of you as well. You have dealt with this situation quite well. Let's talk about that video that you put out yesterday.
Yeah.
I would have been nervous posting that video.
I was very nervous.
Even filming that video, I would have been nervous. But what was the thought process behind that video?
Do you know what? Like, for the longest time, I was putting it off about speaking about anything. But as we've spoken about before, that one video that I did actually directly send to you.
Yeah.
That riled me up to a whole nother level, and that's where I thought, this is where I actually draw the line. So yeah, that's why I put the video out. I had written basically a script before that video came out. It was actually a couple of hours before I got tagged in that woman's video.
Okay.
I'd written it out and it was all nice, and do you know what I mean? And then I saw that video and I thought, I'm going to have this, but I'm going to spiral off a little bit. Because I was really angry. Not because of what she was saying about me, but because of what she was saying about my family.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, let's steer away from the TikTok people at the moment. Let's steer away from the negative thing. At the end of the day, you're a couple. You love each other. I'm always, listen, bro, I'm always going to be protective of her because she is like my little sister. I am. Always have been. Every boyfriend she's had, I'm going to be overprotective for, but I've never really had that worry of you. I'm going to be honest.
I've been brought up right. I think my mum definitely raised me.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I have never had that worry of you. With other exes, I've had the worry and I'm thinking, oh, I can't wait. Because listen, whenever something goes bad in a relationship, I said this in episode one, like, she always rings me, bro. Mm. She does. Like, oh, I'm, like, he's done this, he's done that. I've not even had a text. Like, I've not even had a text saying, Marco's done this, Marco's done that. So I have no need to be worried, but... So tell everybody, because out there, as much as you have got haters, you have got people that actually love you too. You have got people that like you, you have got people that actually invest in your relationship. So tell everybody, where did you meet each other? Where's this all started? Do you know what I mean? Like, you got to, you got to. Like, there is people out there that don't want to hate you, that actually have care and love for your relationship, so...
I think this is on you now, I've done enough speaking. Then?
Okay, so... She liked or followed someone.
No, I liked a few of your things.
And I thought, oh my god, like I screenshot on the group chat of fucking out rocking. Oh great, I'm fucking winning it. And obviously I gave her a little message on Instagram, TikTok,
yeah.
That's it. And I said we just started texting like normal. Mm. And I just like, you know, just went straight to it. I said, you know, give me a Snapchat, I'll meet you tomorrow. And then we ended up meeting tomorrow. We went out for a cinema.
What did we watch? Go on.
No. We watched the woman that sings. I forgot her name. The British bird that killed herself.
Amy Winehouse.
She killed herself.
Yes, she did.
No, she didn't.
Amy Winehouse did. Drug overdose, didn't it?
No. Alcohol poisoning.
Alcohol poisoning.
Anyway, so
we went and watched Amy Winehouse at the cinema.
It's actually pretty good, to be fair. I didn't enjoy it personally, but she did.
Can I just actually tell you how boring this boy was?
Oh, mate.
He was complaining the whole time. He was like, oh, I'm so tired. And I was like...
To be fair, I was tired, but...
I was like, you're absolutely gorgeous, but my God, you have no personality.
No, I do have a quite nice personality. Do you
think
I don't have a personality?
No. After the cinema, you did. Yeah. We went for a meal, didn't we?
Mate, I swear to God, listen. So, I've got the boys to pick her up, right? Mm. So, I'm like, I'll
what, you Tasha is next to you?
I swear my life, I was never like that with a girl, she made me nervous.
Honestly, how long have you two been, where's it now?
Hey, we've been together for like almost 3 months now.
No, it's not.
No?
No, it's two months.
Generally, it's almost 3 months.
Is it?
Yeah.
Bloody hell. Yeah.
I'm fucking
is it good though, like, are you happy? Like,
I've never been happy with a girl.
I know it's hard to get past this negative impact that people have it on social media and stuff, but like, you seem happy.
Yeah.
You seem... A lot happier than you used to be. I can't lie.
Mm.
Honestly, waking up to a little smile every morning is the best thing ever. It's such a nice feeling.
Because you'll make me cry.
No, it's nice to see, bro. It actually is nice to see. And I think a lot of where the hate's come from as well on TikTok is that people that are behind their phone, obviously, like what you said earlier, like they've not got this relationship in their life. They've not found the person they want to be with. There's geezers. I'm single. Like, I've been single for 2-3 years now, but that's out of my choice. Like, I don't want to put my energy into someone at the moment because I'm not ready for it due to stuff that I've been on in the past. But I think there's people out there that are giving you hate and stuff because they've not been able to find what they want to find yet. And it's an envious and it's a jealousy thing. But I think the main message that I want to get across today is to everybody at home, you do not understand how much of an impact it has on a human being. When you are saying these comments on social media, you might think, oh, I'm going to put this because I might get a few likes on it, I might get a few retweets on it, I might get a bit of clout from it, or I might post a video like that lady did, and because Tasha and Marco are in the, is it the algorithm? Is that what it is on TikTok? Where like, that's the popular topic.
Yeah.
So that's the popular topic on TikTok, so I'm going to make content about it because I know it's going to blow my content and views and that, but you don't understand, especially the words that woman said in the video, you don't understand what negative impact that has on a human being.
Mm.
There's only so much someone can take.
Everyone's got their like their stop. Like everyone's got their right, I've hit a brick wall now, I've had enough.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, in society nowadays, people are seen as weak when they turn to others for help or they talk about their feelings and stuff, which obviously why the increase of suicide is happening. But I do not want that to happen to you. Alright? I don't. And if I ever find out that it's ever put you down that position, then me and you got a lot of people to go hunt. Me and you got a lot of people to go run after. But listen, I'll give my opinion on it, right? Mm-hmm. On your relationship.
Go for it.
Yes. I've got a lot of love for you. Mm-hmm. I've got a lot of love for you. The age gap, a 16 and a 21-year-old, it will always have frowned reactions to it across social media because of the 16, because of the 21. However, it is legal. Mm. If it wasn't legal, then
that'll be a problem.
Bro, the police would have been at your door. Like I've said it before, they would be. But
yeah,
it's not illegal. Me personally, me being if I was a 21-year-old, I wouldn't go for someone younger. But like I said before, you're a lot maturer than most of the boys that I know at that age. I wouldn't ever consider myself as a friend to someone who was below the age of 20. But you've proven to me, as someone who's very close to Tasha, that age doesn't really mean nothing. Like, you're mature, you've got a good head on your shoulders. And
also, another reason why I got a lot of time for you is obviously you're now following the gym that I was following. Bro, I'm not going to lie to you, whenever I see someone who's just taken up boxing, especially someone who's brand new to boxing, I always think, oh, like, are you just doing it for the clout, or are you doing it because you actually want to do this? But I said to you at the party the other week, I actually see potential in you. Like, you are very good for someone who just started. You are, bro. I'm not trying to gas him up. Like, you've just got that natural ability in yourself. Obviously, I've boxed for like 7 years, and I'm very critical when it comes to boxing and watching people's videos.
Like, I actually see potential in you, bro. You got nice footwork, you hold your hands well, you've been putting in the effort, you're grafting. And I think when people see you post content about it, some people will just say, oh, he's posting it just to make people think he's a boxer. But from a boxer's point of view, someone who's been in the sport for 7 years, I actually see potential in you. And you're doing well, man, so keep it up big time. So what's next? Have you got a fight coming up? What's going on?
So I've got a fight on the 40th of September with the RSR, then main man George and Ethan.
Okay.
I've been invited to it, and I was a bit iffy about it, but obviously I've always liked, you know, fighting, like boxing fighting, obviously. I always watched the sport, I really like enjoyed it, but I never really thought I'd, you know, actually be fighting in an event, because I've been offered loads of times through my gym. I had a few sparring sessions at gyms before, but it was really nothing like this. Like, I had maybe 6 sessions in total before this, and obviously it's quite a big step, you know, I'm doing it every day. You know, it's definitely quite a big commitment.
Yeah, big time, of course it is.
Fight coming up, like, you'd expect me to be nervous, but I'm really excited for it because I know I'm gonna do well. Like, I'm gonna smash this boy's head in.
Who are you fighting?
It's a boy called Sam.
Sam White. Okay. So you get past Sam White, obviously. I can't lie, but you're in a decent position. Actually, you say decent, you're in a very good position. Mm. But if you're following and the whole engagement on TikTok, obviously, the Misfits is a big thing at the moment. I know a lot of people that have been on Misfits, quite a lot of my boys box on the Misfits shows. Is that something that you want to do in the future?
Mate, you know what? I've definitely been offered that, but obviously because of my age, it's been difficult, but I've never really been offered to fight a person on there.
Okay.
Generally due to my age, but I feel like this is definitely going to open up a whole world of opportunities.
Yeah, of course it will.
But I'll see where it takes me, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't really know what I want to pursue definitely with boxing. I feel like this is just the beginning of a whole new world. Do you know what I mean? Maybe I'll be fighting on Misfits. Maybe I'll just stop it after this fight, but...
No, bro, don't stop it after this fight.
I think?
No, never. Like, I know I've said it already, but you actually do have potential. And that's a very, very rare comment that would ever come out of my mouth. Especially if someone just started boxing, because I'm so critical when it comes to that. But yeah, man, 100% stick at it. Keep training hard. Mm. You're doing well. And yeah, like, the sky's your limit, really.
That's what pays off at the end of the day.
Of course it does. And... if the fight doesn't go your way, which I'm saying it probably will go your way because I've seen how hard you're training, you're going to get hate. But as you can tell from this podcast and this episode, hate doesn't really mean nothing. Like, it's just people's words at the end of the day, because the people that are hating and the people that are putting negative stuff on you, 80% of them wouldn't even dream about getting into the boxing.
That's it.
Do you know what I mean? So, yeah, big respect for you, Ben. And if you ever need anything boxing-wise, obviously I've got you all the way. Right, before we finish off this episode, is there anything you guys want to say to the viewers?
Oh, my 100%.
You right, do, so yeah?
I've been getting apparently groomed by Tash.
Okay.
Just a note, I know exactly what I'm doing. I know exactly what I'm with Tash. And it's not because of clout. It's not because of, you know, I don't really know how to else word it, but I'm with her because I'm a lifer, and I really am in love with this girl. Like, from the day I met her, I still look at her the same way the first day I saw her. She's a really lovely girl, and she honestly, she don't deserve this hate, because, mate, she's just way too nice. She's such a nice girl, she don't deserve it.
Mm.
But no, I know exactly what I'm doing, I'm not being groomed, I don't know where all them fucking rumours came from in the first place, to be honest. But, yeah, excuse my language. But no, I know exactly what I'm doing.
Okay. And you're comfortable?
100%.
You're happy? No pressure on it?
Could be happier.
Okay, cool.
That was really cute.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't really know what to say. I think I've kind of said my piece in my video and everything like that, but it's just, it's kind of more, words do hurt, as much as people say don't let words hurt and things like that, they do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people need to factor that in a little bit more, like, no matter how much you dislike a person or a situation or anything like that, keep it to yourself. You don't really need to, you know, comment on that person's thing or DM that person or whatever. So, you know, just at the end of the day, gossip about it with your friends. You don't need to leave that kind of hate on a person's video or whatever, because you never know what your comment could turn into. You could be the straw that breaks camel's back. So just bear that in mind.
I think from me, as the owner and the host of the podcast, obviously today was a big thing getting you guys on. I've got a lot of love for you. I've got a lot of love for you as well, man. So I'm glad that I got you on today. I think a message from me is that I get it. Their relationship, their age gap, it's always going to have people frowning on it because it's not a usual thing that happens in society. However, I guarantee you there's a lot of couples out there that are going through the same thing. They're just not big on social media. They don't publicise it. And they're happy and content where they are. So I think a thing from me is that as long as you're happy, and that's all that matters at the end of the day. It's not illegal. Obviously, there's 16 and 21 age gap. It's always going to be frowned on. It will be frowned on even more if it was a male and a female. However, that's the society that we live in. But at the end of the day, if you're happy and you're happy, then as a best friend's point of view and the owner and the host of the podcast, then I'm happy with it as well.
Yeah.
All right?
Appreciate it a lot.
And if you ever need anything with stuff that you're going through on social media, or you need a house to run away to, or you need someone to phone or message, then I'm there. All right? From me to both of y'all. Alright, cool. But honestly, it's a big thing you two coming on today. Took a lot out of you to come on and address the viewers and about the situation that's been going on. So yeah, guys, that's been, I don't know what episode that is now, the Brocast podcast. A very special episode today, getting Marco and Tasha onto the sofa. There's a lot more to come. There's a lot more artists. There's a lot more TV reality stars. We've got a whole sofa waiting. So yeah, stay tuned, sit back and enjoy.